Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue on our series of deepening our personal conversion through the Beatitudes. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Blessed are the meek. Now, when Jesus states in the third Beatitude, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, we might often think of shy, nervous people. We might get the idea that being shy and nervous and lacking conviction is a kind of lovable humility, that God will compensate these poor people for their social awkwardness and hesitancy by giving them some special place in heaven where they'll finally be self-confident and appreciated. But that's not what meekness means. Meekness isn't weakness. It's not a lack of courage or conviction. It's not a lack of strength and confidence. To understand the meek, picture a great stallion at full gallop in a meadow who, at his master's voice, seizes up to a stunned but instant halt. So with the strain of holding that great power in check, the muscles along the arched neck keep eddying, and only the velvet ears prick forward, awaiting the next order. That's meekness. It's power under authority, strength under control. But where do the power and the discipline of meekness, where do they come from? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Here's one way of looking at meekness. Not being too preoccupied with yourself. That's it. Not being too preoccupied with yourself. Because there is nothing that will sap your energy, dissipate your focus, and drain your strength like being too preoccupied with yourself. Now, St. Augustine says, there are only two kinds of love. The love of self to the point that you forget God. That's the love that will erode your willpower and undermine your whole life. But there's another love, the love of God, to the point that you forget yourself. That's happiness. That's irresistible strength. And when you love something outside yourself so much and are so determined to work for it, then you forget yourself altogether. And you become really powerful. That's the unwavering power of meekness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Someone who is overly preoccupied with themselves spends all their time doing two things, self-promotion and self-justification. All their energy is spent trying to prove that they're special or trying to show that they haven't done anything wrong, that all criticisms leveled against them are false. And that takes so much energy, so much thought, that there isn't nearly as much energy or focus left to actually get done what really matters. That is, to focus on the love of God and to help those around you. Now, by contrast, look at Jesus, who is meek and humble of heart. Watch his meekness at work during his trial. Look at how strong he stands. He is accused by the Sanhedrin, mocked by Herod, interrogated by Pilate. All the worldly powers stand against him. But they're the ones who are frantic and angry and confused and desperate. The Pharisees want to justify themselves. Pilate wants to protect himself. Herod wants to indulge himself. And there Jesus stands, unmoved, uninterested in justifying himself, totally disinterested from defending himself, feels no need to keep himself safe. He is meek. He knows who he is. He knows what the will of God is. He is the strong man, surrounded by weaklings. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The meek are actually the highest achievers, because they're the ones who have the strength to make a difference. Moses defied Pharaoh and brought a stiff-necked nation out into the wilderness and then threw it all the way to the other side. And the Bible says that Moses was the meekest of all men on earth. And King David, the supreme warrior king, the original giant slayer, was praised in Psalm 132. Lord, remember David in his great meekness. Or how about in our own national history? Look at someone like Abraham Lincoln, who had the ability to overcome his pride and bring all of his rivals together so that they could bring the country through our greatest trial, our Civil War, and the end of slavery. Do you want to have the strength to do something worthwhile in your life? To leave your mark upon the earth? Then develop meekness, and you will leave your mark. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So how do we develop meekness? Well, St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that meekness controls the emotion of anger and fear and tempers strength with reason and love. It's not passivity, it's self-mastery. Meekness begins with a greater trust in providence. If God is your father, you don't have to seize control, defend your ego, or prove your worth. You're already known by God. He's already established your value, your identity. Nothing can take it away. You're safe. And when anger or defensiveness flares up, stop. Don't react. And then listen. Is there truth in the criticism? Something to acknowledge or correct? Meekness grows when you care more about the truth than looking good. Then respond calmly, clearly, and with purpose. Neither lash out nor shut down. Govern your emotions. They're real, but they don't own you. You rule them. We can gain meekness, but only with the resolution to practice these steps. Trust in providence. Don't react with anger or defensiveness. Listen, acknowledge the truth, and respond calmly. Let's start, because meekness is for those who want to change the world. And that means you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
Well, first of all, I have a statement.
Oh.
That we are tempted to either, when we experience what we think is dangerous, meaning something important to us is threatened.
Mm-hmm.
When something important to us is threatened, we can either lash out or we can shut down. Neither are meekness.
Mm-hmm.
And both are coming from the same root. What makes a person either lash out or shut down?
It sounds similar to what I've heard described as anxious avoidant or anxious, is it attachment? Or anxious, there's another word for it, but I don't know where it comes from.
Just think commonsensically, what's happening in us when we get defensive, when we lash out in anger, or when we shut down? What's happening inside?
Do you have an answer in mind, or is this explorative?
This is explorative.
I don't know. I wish I knew.
I think that in some way we're threatened.
Mm-hmm.
We are threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our self-worth is threatened. Our position in the world is threatened. Something about us is threatened. Something about our worth is threatened. I think this is why Jesus is such a striking image of of his trial. When I just had this image of when he's before Pilate. Basically, Pilate's like, do you know who I am? I have power over you. And I can imagine the angels there. They're like, oh, you don't know who you're talking to.
I see what you mean.
I mean, can you imagine?
So you're kind of saying that we feel threatened because we feel like we have all this stuff to lose, but he has nothing to lose because you can't take anything from him.
It's twofold. First of all, he knows clearly who he is,
mm-hmm.
and that can't be taken away.
Yeah.
And I think for us, if I know clearly who I am and that it can never be taken away, then why would I ever react with this defensive anger, fly off the handle? Mm. Or why would I shut down?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You're coming from this incredibly unmovable place of, hey, you're confronting me about this thing, and you know what? You're wrong about it because you don't understand, and it's okay.
That's okay.
Or, yeah. Or you're confronting me about this thing, and you know what? You're right. That actually was a bad thing I did, or a mistake, or mm-hmm. that is a personality flaw. And you know what? Thank you. I'm going
to
work on that.
It is the hardest to be upset at someone when you're like, do you realize what you've done? And they're like, yeah.
And
I feel really bad about it.
Yeah.
And you're just deflated. Your anger is deflated because you wanted to tear something apart. And it's just, yeah, out of your hands. But it's so true that I think we get attached to the opinion of others because we think it has some value. We think it has some influence on our value. But it's just, that's just always something that's going to be changing and out of our control and imperfect. And some people are going to misunderstand certain things, or they're going to get one image of you in their head. And it's just, it's the most unreliable standard to go off of.
Yeah.
It's not a standard to go off of.
No.
You're right.
No. The only standard to go off of, the only firm foundation for anything is that God created me. He's sustaining my life. He gave me my identity. Yeah, I have strengths, but yeah, I got stuff I got to work on. Okay, we all do. But we don't have to be freaked out and trying to protect everything.
Mm-hmm. The thing we're most determined to defend is not something that can be taken away.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
The thing we're most determined to defend is something we didn't establish.
And then we spend a lot of time making fools of ourselves trying to protect something.
Yeah.
That's an illusion.
Yeah. Yeah. This is such a simple what's the word I'm looking for? It's such a simple
concept.
And yet,
there's a really great analogy for this, but I don't want to spoil what I want to reference, so I'll tell you after.
Oh, come on. About that.
It's too good to spoil.
What do you mean? You can't share it with our audience?
No. They'd have to watch it for themselves.
Oh, you want to spoil the...
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Can't even give them a hint or something?
From my favorite, my friend group. We love this show called Over the Garden Wall. It was a short, limited cartoon series, and it's a bit spooky, but it's for kids. I mean, it's like a Halloween series that we watch every year over Halloween, and it's got, I'll tell you later, but those who have seen it know what I'm talking about, and those who haven't seen it should. I like it a lot.
So everyone should watch Over the Garden Wall.
it's a really like silly show.
All the episodes, or is there just one?
It's short. It's like, if you watch all the episodes, it's the length of a movie.
Okay. Okay, so then is a challenge, watch Over the Garden Wall and figure out where the meekness image is?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
The misplaced defensive identity.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. Well, thanks for exploring that with me. Actually, that's one of the great aspects of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Just working out good stuff together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.